And welcome to the official after show of The Real Housewives of Melbourne. We're getting in deep to season 3, episode 1. We're talking all about the Lydiette. We're talking about Grandma Janet and what happened at the infamous cake party. It all starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ready? Oh. Anyway, for the chorus. Come on. I don't even know. Welcome, viewers. You are tuning in to the official after show of The Real Housewives of Melbourne. I'm your host, Dan Babic, and I'm actually from Melbourne myself.
If you couldn't tell by his accent.
I know. I was just saying I feel super, super Australian.
Doing you gotta let it shine.
Let it shine, shine. But introduce yourself, beautiful girl.
Yes, everyone. I'm Madison Conklin, and you can find me on Twitter at Maddie Says This and on Instagram at Conklin, C-O-N-K-L-Y-N-N. And how do you like my accent? Does it sound pretty Australian?
That's very Australian. I very much like that.
Yes,
and
I'm
you can
better.
Find me on the tweet at Dan Babic _ and on Instagram at Dan Babic. But let's break it down.
Yes, there's so much to get in. So many women, so much drama, so little time.
So starting off, who are you liking? Who's?
I love Chica.
Yeah,
she's
here.
Like so wholesome and motherly. I love her. And then I also really like Gina.
Yeah, Gina's awesome.
They
yeah.
just and Susie.
And Susie.
The three women that really didn't get into the drama yet. Cause they're freaking sophisticated, you know? They're like, we are grown women, let's just do us and let's not worry. So right now, Gina, Chica, and Susie are my favorite.
Do you know what's actually funny? Because they are the women that are self-made. So, like,
okay.
Especially Gina and Chica, they started their empires from the bottom up,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't sleep their way to the top like a lot of the other women
oh,
did. So,
yeah,
boom, boom, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
So it all kind of started in the episode where Lydia and Pettifleur went out for coffee,
yes.
and Pettifleur was trying to get good old Lydia to say some bad things about...
Which was so easy, kind of. Pettifleur was trying to get Lydia to talk crap on Gamble.
Yeah.
But Gamble and Lydia are pretty tight.
Yeah.
And were friends before Lydia and Petty, correct?
Well, it's really hard to kind of explain because Lydia is one of those people that she jumps from person to person.
Person, yeah.
And we'll get into that more, but she is a bit of a game player. And she's done this with everyone. So she has a fight with someone and then she backstabs them and moves along. So
yeah, she's awful.
She is awful. And so she was obviously trying to get, Pettifleur was trying to take advantage of Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
But Lydia's a bit smarter than that.
Yes.
You can't play.
Well, because you can't beat her at her own game. So she, you know, kind of... Oh, she is such a backstabber, and she's so one of those, oh my God, Dan, you're so great. Oh my God, you guys, I went to lunch with Dan. He was so awful. You know, it's like, you were stuck in high school. Grow the F up, woman.
Absolutely,
have
yeah.
Have some freaking pride in yourself.
I'm kind of glad I'm like, actually get a job. Maybe then you won't be involved in so much drama if you actually got a job.
Yeah.
Because her life is revolved around.
But she probably doesn't have enough brain cells that are functioning, right, to get a job and, like, know what she's doing, you know?
No, but she slipped away to the top, so.
And speaking of sleeping her way to the top, we are gonna. I really hope this whole Shane Warren.
Yeah.
Because there are accusations that Lydia went to Europe for like months and was sleeping around with this Shane guy and she's really close with him. What do you think? Do you think she's.
Yeah, well, actually, just to give you a bit of background, Shane Warne is one of the most famous cricketers in Australia.
Oh, okay.
And he's known, he cheated on his wife and was sexting with girls while playing cricket. Because cricket's like a boring game. You just kind of stand there type thing, goes for 6 hours.
Like, well, let's get me interested.
So his affair actually got picked up by the networks that were filming the cricket because they were zooming up to his phone.
Oh,
and that's how he got exposed. So he's a notorious lady killer. I think he's actually so just gross, disgusting, a little bit overweight. He's got the Botox now.
Yeah.
Women love him in Australia for whatever reason. I don't know why. I think
he's
disgusting.
Moolah.
So ones like Lydia that can't make a buck themselves flock to him. So that rumor kind of came out over the book club at Chica's house, and where we were introduced to Susie. So first off, tell me what you think about Susie with her introduction.
So with her introduction, I was a little put off by her, which is so mean to say because I'm literally watching and like, ugh, I don't like her. But she seems very timid and like, I'm the mother and I like to bake and I have my two sons and I married young and then divorced and then I married again and divorced and I'm just kind of like poor me, but not poor me, you know? So I don't know if she's also going to be like a pot stir where she like just adds her two cents and everything. But as the episode went on, I grew more fond of her.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I'm not sure, you know, what she's going to, because she's new to the season, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
Correct.
Yeah, so she's a newbie. Yeah, I'm not sure how to really, I guess I'm content with her right now, but I think she's definitely going to show her true colors as the season goes on.
Yeah, and well, she's actually, just from a behind-the-scenes perspective, having lived and grown up in Melbourne, she's got a very good reputation of being a nice woman.
Oh, she does, okay.
One thing I didn't really like is that she called herself, a little bit of a tickets on herself, or they all call me MILF across the...
Oh, yeah. And she's like, I love to work out, and she's like running, and she was like barely wearing clothes, and it's like... You're this wholesome mother, like, what?
But you know what's actually funny? Because it's, I am so anti tearing women apart and all of that. It doesn't matter what you look like. But with these women, that is their whole life.
Exactly.
And they care about what they look like. So I'm actually happy to tear them to shreds with what they look like and all of that, because that's what they're all into.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, because if you want to be, if you're aspiring to be a MILF and your only goal in life is to be a hot mum, I actually want to give her some advice on how to be a hotter mum.
Okay.
Yes.
Take note, Susie.
You look great. You just need the veneers. You need the teeth done.
Okay, yes, that's what I was thinking too.
Yes!
I was like, everything is great, but there's like some gaps in there.
Yeah, like she looks great, and if you're aspiring to be a MILF, you're a very pretty woman, you don't need it, but if that's your aspiration, everything is perfect, but just get the teeth done, get the porcelain veneers, 12 grand, you're done and dusted.
And you've got that 12 grand, so just... slap them on in.
Get the teeth done. Absolutely.
But she could also be trying to make it like, you know how like Uzo Aduba has the big gap and it's kind of like, not her signature, but it makes her different than all the other, you know, straight teeth, what, you know? Maybe that's like her thing. Maybe she's like, well, I look different because my teeth are all jacked up or something. Like, obviously she wouldn't think that about herself, but she's like, I'm perfect the way I am, you know? With her teeth. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think so, because it's that type of woman's a perfectionist. But I actually think it's just... a part of the Australian culture, and because she's half Italian, they don't really get their teeth done. Like, it's not a thing. You know, in America, everyone's about the white teeth.
Very straight, braces.
In Australia, people don't care as much, especially Italians. They don't really care about their teeth as much. But, so obviously that came out, and she did... You can tell that she's got some past history with Lydia, because she wanted to throw her under the bus.
I feel like Susie's known everyone on this season for years. She's like, I've known so-and-so for 5 and 10 and 20 and 13 years. It's like, how old are you, woman? You look so young. Like, how do you know these people for years and years and years?
I'd say like 48, like late 40s she is.
Really?
Yeah.
And another thing they didn't dive into was who she had her kids with and what happened to her second marriage. Like, She went into, you know, she got married at 19 and then that ended and then she got married again, but she didn't go into detail like as to why her and her second husband divorced and who she had the kids with, you know, and how is she affording all this? Like, is she still getting checks from her ex-husbands? I'm confused.
Yeah,
you know?
It's funny because when when we first met Gina in the first season, we first met Chica, they spoke about how they made their money.
Right.
So Janet was a real estate broker and she was married to one of the richest men in Melbourne who owned all the bars and the clubs and a bit of a Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
They did the restaurants and then, you know, you've got Chica with the entertainment business and the event planning with the husband, and then you've got Lydia that slept her way to the top as did Gamble. Petty Floor as well is a realtor.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Did you say Gamble slept her way to the top?
Yep.
Let's get into that. The sugardaddy.com.
Yes. What do we think about that?
I mean... it wouldn't surprise me if Gamble went on sugardaddy.com and that's how she found Rick. She kind of seems that way. And
she
slept her way to the top, so why put it past her to not go on sugardaddy.com, you know? She's looking for a guy that has a lot of money to take care of her.
Totally, and then they were talking about the whole, like, you know, London thing and Lydia was in... Lydiot. I'm going to call her Lydiot because that's what her name should be, because she's an idiot and her name's Lydia. And I've got no apprehension to absolutely throw her under the bus because I think she's disgusting. I don't like her at all.
Tell us how you really feel.
I know, but she was... But, like, Gamble has got a history of, and that's what happened in the last season, of dating very rich, high-profile men.
Okay.
And of being that...
the slut.
Just being the slut. And if you want to be a slut, that's fine, but I think you should own it, baby. And she even spoke about, you know, when she was talking to Lydia about good old... London.
Oh, London.
That she used to go out with the man whose family owns Selfridges, which is one of the biggest department stores in London, and it's worth billions of dollars.
Okay.
So she's got a history of absolutely sleeping away at the top because guess what? She doesn't have enough brain cells. Well, I think she actually does have enough brain cells.
You do?
I think she is smart because she has got a degree in literature.
Okay.
So I think she's smart enough, but she doesn't believe in herself enough, so she just puts out her vagina,
rips it up.
And I'm, again, with the hair, I hate the brown under the blonde.
Oh, it looks so trashy.
2002, needs to get rid of that.
Yeah, yep. that needs to go bye-bye. That's not a good ombre. That's... Is Janet's hair like a shade of pink? I'm kind of confused. Is it like mixed with gray and pink and like her hair just seemed like a weird color? But yeah. That's a side note.
What do we think about her plastic surgery? That's what I love about the show, because
that nose is so like it's a Michael Jackson nose. It's bad
because they all look so they all think they look so great.
Yeah,
but none of them actually look
really great.
I actually think Chica looks the best, and she's the most natural.
Yes!
Yeah, and
Thank
she's
you.
The most natural. I think she thinks Chica looks the best. Yeah,
Chica, I love you, girl. Yeah.
And then we've obviously got. I love one thing I like about good old Gina is that she's called herself. She owns the fact she's the ultimate drag queen.
Yeah,
she does look drag queeny, but she loves it.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get into the cake party.
Yes. Okay. So set the scene. Susie wants to have all the girls, the entire cast, over to her house to do like a baking day where they make scones and muffins and cakes and whatnot. And just have a grand old time, drink champagne, smile, not fight, no drama. Yeah. BS. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then that whole introduction between or the whole like hugging but not hugging between Janet and Lydia was so awkward. You could just feel the tension coming off the TV screen where, like, Janet kind of dodged her and was like, yeah. Oh, and then Lydia did one of these, like, that awkward, okay, hey, how's it, you know? So then Lydia and Janet start duking out their, you know, their crap together, and they take it into the other room. And what was the fight between Lydia and Janet then becomes the Gamble and Petty fight.
Totally. So. One thing I do want to say is if you are preparing for a fight, look immaculate. Look really, really good. And I've got to say, that is the best I've seen Lydia look. I thought she looked stunning with the hair, the white.
She looked
beautiful, but just before that, it was kind of disgusting leading up to that moment how she was treating her housemaid, Johanna.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You guys, obviously you're going to be hopefully watching the episode, but she is totally discriminating her freaking housekeeper, Johanna, because, you know, she doesn't speak great English, but, yeah. You know, and Lydia doesn't have her car, so she's like, Johanna, you're going to drive me around, and I'm going to, you know, she goes, you can be my driver, not will you please be my driver? Of course, she's entitled, so she is not going to ask a question and
yes,
please
yes,
and thank
yeah.
you. And then she goes, do you know your left and right? And then are there airbags in this car? And then being in Joanna's car will show people what a snob I am not. Ew, that comment alone shows that you're a freaking snob. You're so high and mighty above other people. Like, girl... Bye.
And you're right. And I just want to say, Lydia, you are a slut. That's how you got your way to the top. Who do you think you are? You've just put your vagina out. And then when you said to Johanna has come from another country and she's working hard, it's called a work ethic. She's actually getting to work.
Yes.
And look how amazing for her that she's come from another country.
Yes.
She's got her citizenship. She's working. And that she has a brand new car.
Yeah.
Even though it's not a poor, that is a brand new car. I thought, God, that's amazing for the amount of time she's been in Australia that she could afford her own brand new car.
Yeah. And learn the rules of the road because, I'm sorry, I didn't. I went to Australia for 4 months, lived in Melbourne, as I told you. Never once tried to drive a car because I know I would have crashed it. It is so crazy the way you guys drive over there. And I'm sure you might feel the same way here when you first moved here. But anyways, and this really strikes home with me right now because I was recently nannying for a family that was the same way. I have a college degree from one of the number one journalism schools, and she talked to me like, you know, the whole thing was put whole milk in the bottle. Okay, got it the first time, every single day. Make sure you use the whole milk, though. It has the W on it. Do you know what that is? Do I look like I don't know what it is? I said, yes. Like, I cannot stand people that think they are better than other people.
And that's not an Australia thing. Australia's actually probably too far the other way.
Yeah.
That's actually why I moved, because Australia's got this sense of pork chop poppy syndrome. So if you think you are better than someone, or for example, if you know, I grew up wanting to be a TV host, so everyone would say, oh, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, you're going to be a TV host? You don't deserve to be that. But in America, it's the exact opposite, where you're allowed to believe in yourself and you can anything, the crazier the better. But it's people aren't as down to earth and aren't as... There is more snobbery.
Yeah.
But Lydia is just not from planet Earth.
No, she's not. She's from planet Lydia.
She's from planet Lydia.
That was Janet Goodwin. That was a good comeback. And then Lydia tries to call her grandma, like, go to bed, grandma. It's like, really? That's all you got? Lydia is done. It's perfect. It's such a zinger.
It is.
And her name's incorporated.
Absolutely. One thing that she really annoyed me in this episode was, this is what, oh, I can't handle people that think they're better than anyone, because it's,
right,
we all shit, we all piss, we're all the same.
I love you.
Until you're not shitting or pissing. It's like, how do you think you're better than anyone? I actually think if we had to really rate people on a scale, I think Johanna's a much better person than you, having worked, and she's a power woman and you're just some scrag.
Yeah.
And then she says, oh, we can talk washing powder and sponges.
Yo, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. It's like, she puts on her pants one leg at a time, just like you. She puts on her stilettos 1 foot at a time, just like you. And for her to sit there and be like, oh yes, you can drive me and we'll talk washing powder and sponges. It's like, this woman probably has a family. Why don't you get to know your housekeeper? Why don't you come down to planet Earth just for a second and really smell the air? Know that your shit doesn't stink. Or that it does.
It does stink,
yeah. It does, like everyone else's.
Totally. Yeah. So I can't handle her. I really, really don't like her. I'm going to say I hate her. I know people don't use that word, but I like to use that word. I really hate her. I really think she's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And it's only going to get worse in the season, and you guys are going to hear a lot more about Lydia from us. I can totally tell.
Yes. And it's so funny, because she thinks that the whole Shane Warne... She thinks she's beautiful, because everyone's talking about, you know, the whole Shane Warne. He's like the most unrespected person ever. He's a scrag himself. So she probably deserves someone like that.
Totally.
But moving on to, I want to get into the actual Chica's child, Chessie, Francesca.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Before we get into that mighty fight, I think there's these little details we need to get into first. And what do we think of Francesca? I like her. I think she's funny.
I like her. I can definitely tell she's a little spoiled, but
yes,
the way they confronted her about taking out her dad's car while they were abroad and scraped it up, and she tried to lie about how far she went, I mean, I've totally been there. Like, I totally lied. I've messed up my parents' cars, tried to get away with it, did not get away with it. But the message, they were like, it's not about the money, it's not about the scrape, it's about the values, you know, just the integrity and not lying and being honest. Like, if you would have just told us, hey, Dad, I took the car out and I scraped it, would have been 10 times easier and much, just 10 times better. Yeah, it would have sucked telling him then while he was gone. It might have ruined his day, but, you know, it's always worse when you try to hide it. So
yeah, that's definitely a lesson I've learned.
She's 21, and she has had a car for 3 years, but just now got her license. So, yikes. Stay off the roads in Australia, you guys.
Yeah.
In Melbourne.
It's actually funny, because a recent report on her is, Chica's not coming back to the next season of The Housewives to focus on her family, because actually Francesca's been getting in the headlines in Australia because she had got like 3 speeding tickets in a day and went to a red light. So she's actually a crazy driver. So that's the newest report. So that's why I think, Chica's a nice, normal person.
Yeah, she's a mother, you know. She's a woman. Yeah. She's a strong woman. She's a businesswoman. She grew up with good values, good family, you know, good... just morals. I think morals in general. She grew up with good morals, you can tell.
Yeah. So actually, it's so funny, because I laugh every time I go back to Australia for Christmas. I crash my dad's car, because he gives me his car to drive around, and he's got...
What?
Every single time.
Why?
No,
what are you doing?
I'm such a bad driver. I'm so bad. And then it's like getting used to being on the other side. So I've... Every time I'm back, but do not... It's funny. I always tell him I own it.
Do not repeat this, but it's going on YouTube. No.
I know, but it's every time I always say, I'm like, I own it. But it's kind of good, because if I had lived there, he would have gone schizo. But because I'm only back for 2 to 3 weeks at the moment, and he doesn't see me, he only sees me twice.
Yeah, he can only be happy. Oh, you crashed my car. That's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm so bad. So I kind of related to her, and I know it's better to actually upfront it, even though it's hard at the time, because then
I definitely want to get to know more about, does Gina not have her family on it? Because she keeps referring to her partner, which... I'm guessing is her husband, or is it her boyfriend?
Her boyfriend, but he's always traveling and stuff.
And then she doesn't have her children on it. She has boys?
She's got two boys. She sometimes has them on. But yeah.
Oh, she does. She sometimes does?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but she's just got, I mean, I think they're in, they call it university in Australia, not college.
Yeah.
They're in university, so they're busy. So she sometimes has them on, yeah.
I want to get more into her past, you know, kind of get to know her, just see her. And I could totally watch, you know, the first season and get to know that. But
Well, she's a mogul. She's a career woman. Yeah. She's used her platform on The Housewives, which a lot of housewives have done here, to put out different businesses. So she's ends up putting out her perfume line.
Okay,
which is kind of funny. You can see the ads of it. It's very bad.
But yeah,
she puts out a book.
What'd she call it? Toilet water or something? $12 here. Have a splash of toilet water.
Yeah, because Chemist Warehouse is where she was selling it. Is like. For the cheaper fragrances.
Okay.
So they do sell fragrances for like $12.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, they're not as...
She's like, something smells so... A fragrance so good that drag queens will wear it or something
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. But what really... when we saw Lydia back after that whole thing happened with Francesca, then we saw Lydia's backstabbing ways come out because she went to...
Gamble
and said, she's wrongin'.
Yeah, she's
made up a word.
Yeah.
And she told Gamble... everything and anything that Pettiflew has said about her, which they said in confidence. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole sugardaddy.com, how Gamble and Rick met and are now getting married because of it. But yeah, and you could totally tell Lydia was caught in her own tracks of backstabbing when Gamble goes, how dare you say I met Rick on sugardaddy.com? And then Petty goes, well, who told you that? And then Lydia's like, oh shit. I just said it because, you know, it's like, oh, you totally got caught. And then Pettiflew is like, well, I thought we were friends. It's like, really? You thought you were friends after meeting her, you know, like after hanging out with her once, having lunch with her once, you know, like, come on, Petty.
But Pettiflew is looking really good because I'd actually say she's looking the best. I take that back about Chica. Chica's really good, but she's going to the health retreat. You can see she's naturally glowing.
Right.
She's lost a few pounds. She's got the natural glow. Yeah, as well as, you know, but she looks beautiful. Pettiflew, beautiful.
Yeah, I think so too. But that fight was freaking outrageous between Gamble and Pettiflew. They were screaming so loud they could... You could hear them from the kitchen, and it sounded like there was a door that was like might have been closed because it was a little muffled, but just screaming at the top of their lungs at each other, throwing jabs left and right, throwing shade, uncovering all the stuff that Lydia was telling both of them about them.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Totally. One thing I did actually like is because it took us to the end of the episode to know that Susie has had a bad past with Lydia, and that's why she was probably bringing up the Shane Warne thing. Mm-hmm. But one thing I actually loved about Lydia, I will throw her a bone, is I do think it was a bit Mean Girls where they were trying to say that she's having an affair.
Yes. Yeah, that was a little mean, and that was Susie's doing. Susie was like, "Are you boning Shane?" And Lydia was like, "How dare you ask me that? I effed my husband last night."
Yeah, she's
night
like,
and
"I fucked my husband pretty hard last night."
Yeah, and it's like, "Oh crap!" So Lydia is gaining enemies left and right. She's got Pettiflew as an enemy kind of now. Gamble not so much, but I definitely think Susie's going to become an enemy of her.
Yeah,
you know.
And her and Gina are not very friendly anymore because she stabbed it. So, yeah, so Lydiot.
Lydiot is an idiot.
Lydiot is a Lydiot, yeah.
I mean, I guess keep your friends close and your enemies closer, and she's doing just that, but so one day they're all going to turn on you, what these friends you think you have, and they're going to do the exact same thing to you.
Totally.
And she'll deserve it.
And Gina and Pettiflew actually had a nice moment, you know, talking about the kids, and Pettiflew was saying, I'm very tough on my kids, but it's for a good reason.
Right.
But she said, I think sometimes I don't probably show enough love to them.
Yeah, she's a little hard exterior.
And that's why I love what Gina said, because she's obviously a very tough woman. And she said, self-confidence and inner peace makes you tough. Because when you've got self-confidence and you've been nurtured and you have that love, then you can be a tough person. You're not putting on a facade. It's not an act. It's just you are naturally tough.
Exactly.
So, so it's just interesting talking about the kids, but... I really respect both of those women as career women and as mothers.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I do notice with for example, her son, when you are given everything you want in life, there is a laziness that comes with that.
Yeah, and I thought it was, I guess I wasn't shocked, but just, you know, Petty gave her son Nathan an ultimatum. She said, you can either clean up and still live in the house or you need to get out. And him and his girlfriend decided to get out and be pigs somewhere else. It's like, really? Mom's letting you stay in her mansion. All you have to do is pick up after yourself. How hard is that? But I think that goes back to Petty maybe not enforcing those rules as they grew up.
Totally, because even, you know, we I don't want to get too much into it, but this is a side note. Obviously, the election's going on in America right now with Donald Trump and with Hillary Clinton. and Ivanka Trump spoke at the Republican convention.
Uh-huh.
And whatever your opinion is on both of them, I personally don't like Donald at all, but you can actually, Ivanka, how she spoke, even though she comes from money, you do have to acknowledge she's actually been raised to work.
Yes.
And to build something of herself. And I remember, yes, I think everyone agrees when they saw that, regardless of what you think about the family, she actually has been raised very well considering she came from a billionaire family.
Exactly.
And look at how beautiful overall metal she is. Yeah.
Yeah. Her and even his sons, you know, I think all of them were raised to work, you know, and obviously they work for the Donald, but they work for, you know, Trump International, but yeah, definitely very poised, well-educated, worked hard to get where she was. You know, it wasn't just handed to her on a silver platter.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm not a Trump fan either.
We won't
get into that. That's not that kind of show.
Yeah, it's not that type of show. But no, I just said, you know, there is... I know, she just came into my mind, but there is...
Yeah.
Just because you come from money, your kids
right.
can have a good work ethic. And
yeah. I hope Francesca doesn't turn out to be a spoiled brat that I think she is, you know, where she just gets everything and, yeah. you know, kind of expects it, you know?
Totally. And that's why I think Chica's decided to leave the show because it's
yeah.
like now her daughter's getting the headlines for speeding tickets and
yeah.
becoming part of that socialite. So just
yes.
good parents. See, other parents would, you know,
be like, oh crap. Well, I need to keep my face. I need to stay relevant. I need to make lots of money. Let me stay on the show and try to parent. And it's, yeah.
But then now let's get into we've kind of touched there, but the mighty fight. We've got, you know, sugardaddy.com.
Yes.
Betty Fleur saying that. Then we've got Gamble that storms off and leaves.
Yeah.
What do you think? What did you think about that whole fight?
Oh, I mean, that's just a lot of deep-seated anger.
Yeah.
That is months and stories and rumors worth of anger just bottled up that finally broke and exploded all over and got so many people involved. And it was hysterical. The closing scene where Jackie is just like, can't say any words. Her mouth just drops open. And then Lydia goes, well, I didn't expect that, you know?
Well, yeah, so it's kind of, you kind of did. You probably weren't expecting it to go that blow up, but she's hit a home run. That's what she did with the cricket bat. Good old Shane Warne. Shane Warne, she did a whole...
Woo!
She loves the drama. But it is a reality show at the end of the day, so you do have to make drama. But
you do have to make drama.
I just think she's inauthentic, and I don't think she's just doing it. Like, she's just a bitch.
Yeah.
She is, yeah.
Plain and simple. And like I said earlier, I loved how the Lydia and Janet fight turned into the Petty and Gamble fight because Janet was there with her mouth open. Lydia was like, what the hell? And then Jackie was sitting there again, like, shocked. And then Petty and Gamble just going at it. So it was like Lydia and Janet were trying to, you know, let bygones be bygones, figure their shit out. But then it just totally, like, took over with Petty and Gamble again. And like Gina said, it was like cats in the middle of the street fighting in the middle of the night or something like that. You know, just like, you know.
I do, you know, because I know it's not that inventive of Lydia to say, you know, to Janet, grandma, like, shut up, grandma, go to bed.
Go to bed, grandma. Twitter,
it's kind of funny because these women are so superficial.
Yeah.
And, well, look, you can tell by all the plastic
surgery. Well, you can tell by Janet's plastic surgery. She's trying to stay young.
So that would hurt her pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I actually thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm happy to acknowledge, even though I don't like someone, I watch the show with unbiasedly. Even though every time I watch the show or every time I see something, I just try and judge them in that moment,
mm-hmm.
not from the passing. And I did think that was quite funny when she was saying to the ladies, like, I was just surprised that Shane Warne would even want to go you.
Yeah, yeah. Go that far down in age and, you know, just totally taking the knife and turning it, you know. Well, I'm just shocked. You know, he usually goes for young, vibrant, blonde people and, you know, he went for you, which is so surprising. It's like, you dumb bitch.
No, see, that's what I like, Lydia, because I'm like, if you're going to you say it to their face, not behind the back.
Yeah.
So I actually like that. If you say something behind the back, you should be able to say it to their face. So
yes.
I was all about the Lydia there. I was like, if that's what you think, say it. And you can hear it really hurt Janet.
Yeah.
And it's just embrace your age.
Yeah.
It's like
just enjoy. Maybe Janet needs to go to that health clinic that Patty was going to. Get that natural glow out, not that porcelain plastic that she's got going.
It's so funny because people, you know, especially, you know, the women that get so much plastic surgery, they think they look great. But even looking at a Gamble of plastic surgery, it's like a little bit looks fine. Like,
yeah.
if you're a very little bit, you know, if you've got a big nose and you just get it a tiny bit smaller, you get porcelain veneers. But
Gamble,
like,
can't really, like, talk. She just has the one face and she's like, and I don't. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Like, Gina's like, oh my God, smile, do something, move your face.
Like, Gina's had the fillers and the Botox, but you can't, I mean, she's a little like it, but she looks natural.
Yeah.
I don't think Chica's had, Lydia's had Botox and fillers, but it looks
natural
still. Yeah,
exactly.
Because when you go for the...
Why aren't they all sharing the same doctor?
Oh, no. Susie's starting, you know. But anyway, so that all happened. They had the massive fight.
Yes. Do you want to get into predictions?
Predictions, yeah. Let's get into predictions! Woo!
And now, you're after Buzz.
TV predictions. Well, you can go first, Madison. What are you feeling?
Dang,
what are you predicting?
Okay, I think in the next episode, I predict that the tension and the a fight's going to arise between Susie and Lydia.
Yeah.
From that comment Susie made about, are you banging Shane?
Yeah.
And Lydia was like, me and my husband just had sex last night. I think when they have their confrontation, it's going to get nasty.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's going to go on, and I think we're just going to keep seeing more of Pettiflour versus Gamble. But I actually think in the end they're actually going to resolve their issues, because they're all going to realise that there's one snake in the group, and her name is Lydia!
Lydia! Yes.
So I guess time will only tell, but I think it's time to wrap the show.
Yes, sir.
I've had so much fun, and I can't wait to see you next week. So you can find me on the Instagram at Dan Babic. That's DanBabic, bitches. And on the Twitter at Dan Babic with an underscore. Tell our viewers and our audience where they can find
yes.
you.
Yes. Everyone, lovely audience, I'm Madison Conklin. You can find me on Twitter at Maddie Says This and on Instagram at Conklin, Conklynn. Probably going to change it to all one just to keep it simple for people.
Yes.
Do you think if I had Maddie Says This for Instagram, that would be weird?
No, Maddie Says This. Done, done, done. Next week, I want to see that. We'll see you later,
okay.
guys.
Bye, everyone. Thanks
Bye.
For tuning in.
Hooroo.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.